It is a big milestone for a local charity next week. New Journey Housing turns 10 years old, and after a decade, they have made a real difference in the lives of so many people, newcomers in particular, in our city, helping them with one of the most basic needs that we have as humans, finding a home. Cody Gunther is the executive director of New Journey Housing. Hello, Cody.
Hello, good morning.
We should mention that you were also an early bird
a while back.
So it's nice to see you in person. We also have Nikki Agbola. She's a client of New Journey Housing, and she came to Canada as an immigrant from Nigeria in 2013.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad you stuck around. Nice to have you here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Cody, let's start with you. Congratulations. 10 years since New Journey Housing was first opened. Tell us exactly what your organization does.
Yeah, so we are a housing resource center for newcomers to Canada. We work with people that were born outside the country, whether they came as refugees, immigrants, students. And we, our goal is to teach them about the various housing systems here in Manitoba and Canada, and try and kind of walk with them along their way to secure housing, whatever that means for them, whether it's rental, home purchasing, whether they need help with some advocacy issues, applying to subsidized housing, kind of the whole spectrum of housing issues.
I mean, it's a complicated process even for people born and raised in Canada.
Yes.
So I imagine, especially in such a wide spectrum, right? Refugees to students to newcomers and immigrants. Okay. Yeah. Nikki, tell me how New Journey Housing helped you find a home.
New Journey Housing has been a great help in my life since I came to Canada. I remember when I first, they first introduced them to me, the Manitoba Stats, that if you need help getting a house, like a rent, you can get whatever you need relating to house as a newcomer. So I went there. I was set up with a housing coordinator then, and the first issue was the house I was renting then at Forby Street. There's a problem with cold, and my kids are getting cold, so that was the first one they helped me with.
It was really cold?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
So what do they do? What happened that did it? Solve the problem?
Sure.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't, you know, being new to a new country, you don't know what to do with the landlord. So when I talked to the housing coordinator, she was able to help me talk to them. And then the issue was solved. They provided a standing floor heater for me to make the house heat. So that was the first one. So then I never stopped going to the program because it's a very... good resources, like as you can get any information you want, even not only housing related issue. Also, they provide, they bring stuff from banking to educate you more on finances. So from there, I still the housing coordinator was able to help me with a subsidized house. So then I was paying a little for my rent. I was able to go to school then to save a lot. And then from there, we still proceed because she was a very amazing lady, the housing coordinator. I couldn't forget her name. It's been a long time. But I really appreciate her effort because even after the subsidized house, which I can live there for almost 3 years, but I was there just for just 1 year. And after that, there's a program. They came to the building to say, "Oh, New Journey Housing." So I attend the program.
So it was like a workshop that came to your building.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that workshop was really helpful because the title is how to educate newcomer on their purchasing their home and things like that. So I attended that, and then I was able to write down a lot of information. I was informed. I was aware of what to look for when you are buying your own home. And we go on from there, and then I was able to get my own house in 2015. So that was a really helpful.
Within 2 years of coming to Canada, they helped you buy your own home.
Yeah.
What was that like for you to purchase your own home in this new country for you?
Well, it's a really is very good because then you'll be able to save more, because when you are paying a rent, it's just like the payment is going nowhere. But if you make your payment towards your own home, then you know you're saving. Because at the end of the day, when you finish the payment, then the house becomes yours, and then the money is just not going. Yeah. Yeah. So it's a very good experience.
Do you still keep going to New Journey Housing workshops?
Of course, I can't stop. I can't stop, because once I see the in my email, once they email me, this is the topic for today, I say, oh, I quickly grab it and then I attend. Sometimes I even switch my shift because I don't want to miss that. Because to me, rightful information is even important than money sometimes. Yeah. Because when you get the rightful information, you walk towards it, then you achieve a lot. Wow. Yeah.
So you've bought your own house, but you're still going to New Journey Housing. That says a lot. What stories have you heard about how transformative positive housing can be?
Well, it's been pretty neat leading up to our 10-year celebration. I've been visiting some past clients and hearing about what they've thought in terms of their housing journey. And it means so much to people to be able to stop moving. So one family has also recently purchased a house. And I was like, well, how does this make you feel? They're like, we are never packing again. We are staying where we are. And we are going to live here a long, long time. So I think especially folks that have come through refugee situations, they've been having to move their whole lives, right? And then to be able to really put down some solid roots and know that this is where their kids are going to be growing up and where they're going to be staying is very powerful. And it lets them to focus on other things and be like, okay, now that we have this stability, I'm going to try and go back to school, or I'm going to make sure my kid is going to enroll in this. So then they're just able to focus on things beyond just the survival mode.
Cody, you've been at New Journey Housing since the beginning.
Yeah.
10 years when you started off as a receptionist.
Yes, yeah.
How has it changed over the years?
Yeah, well, it's definitely changed in our numbers. We, when we first opened, when we finished 1 year, we had reached what we thought we'd reach in about 5 years. Like it was, so obviously there was a very large need for this. And this came out of research out of the U of W about a need for kind of like this one-stop shop for housing information for newcomers. So the research backed it up that this is something that was needed. We opened our doors and we had a lot of people right away. The changes, there's changes, but there's also a lot of similarities where people are just searching for what their options are and what's out there and trying to make their situation better for their family, just like anyone else, newcomer or non-newcomer, right? So we've seen people from all over the world, Eritrea, Somalia, Philippines, India, everywhere. Yeah.
And you're going to see one person from Nigeria.
We have Nikki as a lifelong client
lifelong
here.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Cody,
thank you to you and New Journey Housing.
And Nikki, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much.
Cody Ganther is the Executive Director of New Journey Housing. And Nikki Agbola is a client of New Journey Housing and a super fan. She came to Canada as an immigrant from Nigeria in 2013.